Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jasmine.
Yes, hi, Jasmine. I had called and ordered something and canceled it within the time frame that was supposed to be, and you guys still billed my credit card. I just got a call from my fraud department, and I need to file a dispute and get these charges reversed because this is not legit. Hello?
Yes, I'm here. One moment, please.
Oh, okay. I thought you hung up. So just tell me what you need. Hello.
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. I said, can you hold for one moment, please?
Oh, I didn't hear you say that. Thanks.
Yes, ma'am. Can I have that zip code, please?
04103.
Thank you. And your first and last name?
Catherine Carney.
Thank you, Ms. Carney. And can you verify your shipping address?
58 Hennessy Drive. Portland, Maine. Same zip code, 04103.
Yes, ma'am, but it shows that you've already called in and canceled this out.
Right, and my card was still charged.
Yes, you called in today, ma'am, and canceled it out. This card was charged yesterday and on the 1st.
Right, I canceled it the day after is what I'm saying. And I had her call and cancel it again. I have another cancellation number that I can give you. I just found it in my email. These two charges for $90 each should never have gone through. This isn't fair.
Yes, ma'am, but as I'm explaining that, those charges that were already billed, you already called in today and canceled out. Those came out yesterday.
Exactly, but what I'm saying is the order was done on February 12th. I had a trial period. I called and canceled on the 15th or 16th, I don't know, that very next week. When I was on the phone with the lady this morning, I couldn't find my cancellation number from previously, so I had her give me another one just to be certain. And I've gone back into my email and I found the cancellation number that I had canceled this because it's a waste of money. So I've got these cancellation numbers, and I need a dispute.
Yes, ma'am. This account wasn't canceled out then. Everything here is monitored and recorded. So what it would have showed us if it was called in and canceled out, ma'am.
Okay, I did it online. There was a link to say unsubscribe and you click on it. That's exactly what I did.
No, you can't cancel online. You have to call in and cancel. We don't know who is canceling it. If you don't call in, we have to verify an
account.
Okay,
well, there was a link and that's exactly what I did and I have the email.
Okay, well,
I mean, this isn't fair. This is so not fair. I've just spent a lot of time going through my emails to find this. I just found it. The lady said, if you find it, call back in. I wouldn't be wasting another more of my time on this.
Yes, ma'am, but the cancellation number was always going to be the same. We don't make up different cancellation numbers whenever you call in. If you called in then, it would have been the same cancellation number as today.
What? No, oh, my God. What cancellation number you have? Because if I ever get another charge from you people, I swear to God, there's going to be a huge lawsuit. You guys have just stolen $200 from me that I canceled online. It said, click here if you want to unsubscribe, and that's exactly what I did, and I have an email proving it. I'm calling back and letting you know, and I want my money back. I just got a call from my fraud department, which these charges should never have gone through.
Well, yes, ma'am. So the account is canceled out. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
Have a great day.